tonight's call, we're going to talk about a little bit about the elephant in the room right now. Obviously, the coronavirus is causing havoc and goodness, like Jay just brought up, throughout the whole world. But it's really affecting people, especially in the service-based industries. So people are in a bit of a panic right now. And when people are in a panic, it's our job to be that guiding light and source of an opportunity or another route, right? Because people are looking for a way to make money right now. So we're going to open up tonight by talking about the elephant in the room, like I said, the coronavirus. So should you even be prospecting right now? Might be a question that some of you are thinking. Should, you know, you could feel a little bit strange about it because it's such a hard time right now for people. But so what is your positioning here? Should you be prospecting? And the answer is, of course you should, because by not saying anything at all, you're caring more about what other people think about you rather than helping other people looking for this solution, which you guys have. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Julia, who's going to show you guys exactly what you can do on your own Instagram to really gain that attention and get some momentum building for your business. So Julia.
Exactly. Well, guys, Sam couldn't be more right. I know some people feel a little uncomfortable with, how should I put it, taking advantage of prospecting during this time, because so many people, you know, are going through a hard time being in quarantine. But I want you guys to know something. People are looking for answers right now, especially if they're in a tough financial situation and or, you know, an immunity situation. And guys, you have the answer. Gemini has the answer. You've got products that can boost people's immunity. You have a community that brings people together, that makes people feel close. Like, look at even how blessed are we to at an 8 o'clock on a Monday night, this is kind of work for us, but I think this is kind of fun. You know, that we can all get to come together and talk to one another. And I think the community element of what Gemini has is a really great thing that needs to be celebrated. And then of course, guys, there's the business. So you have an opportunity that you can potentially offer to people, you know, to give them something to do right now when they might not otherwise be working. So I want to ask you a question because of what's going on right now. And I'm sure you guys have seen lots of stuff on social. Do you think someone you know would be more open to hearing about a product that would boost their immunity and wellness, or hearing about an opportunity that could give them a little bit of a side and additional stream of income right now? Do you think they would be open to products or an opportunity? The answer is both, guys. And you really never know until you start that conversation. So let's talk tonight about setting the stage. Remote work is the future, and the future is now. Over 5 million Americans work from home, guys, and 66% of knowledge workers think that offices are going to be obsolete by 2030. Of course, people who work in factories and, you know, doctors and people that are service workers that have to be in a facility, of course, that's not going to go away. But people who sell things like retail products, I mean, the retail space, and I'm talking like fashion and malls, they experienced this years ago, you know, with Amazon and online shopping has really crushed retail businesses. You saw huge, huge retail businesses like, you know, Marshall's kind of go out of business. I know that TJ Maxx like bought all of the Ross's, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Home Goods. They're now owned by the same company because they had to shut down a lot of their locations. And that's just kind of the trend that's been coming for a really long time, is that it's going online. Virtual is really where it's at. And not only is that happening in big businesses, that's happening for like what we do. And people are now looking to buy their health products online. People are looking to buy their hair care online, their skincare, all sorts of things. So guys, the future is here and we've already known that, but you are being given a sort of special opportunity with coronavirus. Like if we want to look at the silver lining of it, it's that you have an opportunity right now to touch and reach so many more people than you ever have before. So some of the statistics, guys, and this is really important. And tonight, what we're really going to be focusing on is Instagram stories. And I'm sure you have noticed, if you're home, you're probably looking at your phone way more than you normally do. I'm sure even on a regular workday, you look at your phone But now more than ever, people are looking online at their stories. So just on a regular day, guys, before this kind of crisis happened, statistics tell us that 80% of daily active Instagram users were watching stories just as often as they were checking their feed. And I can just tell you from my own personal experience, this is actually data that was collected in 2019, but because of course you have to have a full calendar year to get statistics. But I can tell you that right now, people are watching their stories way more than they would even be looking at their feed because they're bored. Because the thing about your stories is that it's in real time. You know, your feed, that's great, still post there too. But your Insta stories, people are so bored right now and or, you know, want a little bit of an escape that they are looking at their stories to see what their friends are doing, you know, what's going on in the world today with my neighbor, what's going on with my girlfriend across the country, you know, what's going on with my coworkers who I know aren't at work either, what are they doing when they're at home right now? So it's a tool inside of, and it's not just Instagram, guys, I'm sure you know, there are stories inside of Facebook too, and we're gonna talk tonight about how you can leverage both the Instagram story platform and Facebook story platform. Okay, so like I said earlier, people are looking for a solution and you really do have, I'm not gonna say the answer, but you have a answer, you have an option for them. Our products definitely boost overall health and wellness, you know that. Okay, so let's think about what you could potentially do for ideas with your stories. Stories, guys, are the place where, like I said, it's a day in the life. It's letting someone just peek into your life. So when we're thinking of products, this is where you should be taking notes about things that you can get ideas to create posts for. And we're gonna get to some we've already pre-made for you, but I just want you to start thinking of, and if this triggers anything for you, write it down. So with our products, like today, guys, was National Puppy Day, hashtag National Puppy Day. If you didn't know that, you can go out and search social media holidays 2020, and it'll give you an entire list. I recommend you print that out and save it. I have social media. I do that for us already for corporate. But yeah, today was National Puppy Day. So today would be a great day if you have a dog to take a selfie with it. Take a picture with your dog, post, you know, your caption, like that you love it so much, whatever. Post that to your stories. Let people know you're loving on your dogs. I know dogs right now are a huge source of companionship because we are at home. So that's an idea. And because it's National Puppy Day and because we have a pet product, you could also talk about how, you know, maybe your dogs are experiencing anxiety right now, or you're so thrilled to have a product like Remedy Pet to give to your animal during this time. You know, that's something you could tie to a product. Or guys, like I know for me personally, Sam and I and Kevin, the whole Gemini corporate staff, we work from home anyways. So, but it's almost like the work has increased in a weird way because everyone's home. So we're having to put out a lot of fires. But so I know at the end of the day, like at 3, when I am kind of dragging, I want a rev. And I certainly can't wait for a certain something that's coming out soon too, but I need that, you know, I've got a 3 o'clock drag, I'm tired. So pull out your rev, show somebody, you know, you putting it in the bottle, shaking it up, taking it, and then bam, there's your midday boost. So guys, there's lots of different things you can do with the products. Even think of Prime. People right now, because they're stuck at home, either I think we're going two ways. You're eating too much on quarantine and you're gonna come out of this with like a little fluffy, or maybe people are starting diets and they're detoxing. So we have a product for that, which is Prime. And you could be, you know, talking about how, hey guys, we have a product called Prime that's a gentle daily detox that, you know, will help you ease into that. And this is a great time for that. The community part that I talked about. So another cool thing that you could be doing is, like I mentioned, we have the call tonight. It would be so easy just to get on Instagram, go over to your story and just take a video. And I would even do it like this. Hey guys, this is Julia. It is like 7:59. I'm getting ready to go on to do the Mindset Monday call for Gemini. And I am super blessed and excited that this is what I get to do for a living. And I hope to see you guys on, you know, something like that, like whatever it is that you want to say, talk to people about what it is that you do, give them a look inside your business and what it takes to, you know, be a part of a network marketing company. So many people are curious and just giving them that insight into what it is that you know, you do, because so many people are like, how do you do that? You know, what is it that you're doing? Give them insight into the community. Let them know about the cool things that we have going on. And then of course your business. You know, if you are continually posting about, you know, the products that we have and the things that they're doing for you and for other people, people will eventually ask you, are you making money with this? And you know the answer to that. And that's ultimately where you want it to go. That's called attraction marketing. So you want them to come to you looking for that solution and you have that answer. Okay. So we talked about how we're going to show you guys Instagram and Facebook stories that we have already created for y'all. And if you noticed, pay attention to our Gemini University group. Samantha posted inside of the group, Unit 11, she put in new templates for you guys to use in Instagram. So I'm going to actually share my phone screen now. So I'm going to stop this share and we're going to get into me sharing my phone screen with you guys, showing you how to download these templates and actually how to use them on Instagram. So, okay, Sam, let's see. Is this pulling up here for me? I'm doing screen mirror on my phone. Let's see, it's not pulling up. Okay, let me try this. Sam, did you make me?
Yeah, if you plug your cord into your computer, that's usually the easiest way, I find.
Easiest way. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all bear with me here. Because this is a big part of what I wanted to show you guys. Okay. I know if I'm sharing, we're usually the host. Let me click on mine. I do share screen. I see it. Yay. Perfect. Okay. Install. You guys, just give me a second. So pull up here. Okay. Can you guys see this?
Yep.
Yay. Okay, cool. So we're going to go over to Facebook. And then down here, you guys see these little icons, of course, the home, the shop, the group of people, because that's groups. That little flag is my pages. And then announcements is your notifications with the little bell on it. So that's the shortcut to get to your groups. So this is Gemini University. And Sam just posted this. It says Instagram story examples, Mindset Monday. So once the feed kind of gets more traffic again, and this might be down if you can't find it, guys, it's Unit 11. So I put in different graphics here, like my top Netflix binge-worthy recommendations, which right now, guys, this is just a fun way to let people get to know you and put some things in your stories that you're watching right now, because I guarantee you everybody's looking for a cool Netflix recommendation. Here's one that says stay productive as an entrepreneur. So maybe while you're working, type of music I jam out to, I can't start my day without, you could put, you know, the dripping of remedy, what keeps you organized, how you stay on track, my go-to relaxation, how I measure success. Some of these are just quotes that I love, exist to be happy, not to impress. This one says it's a good day to have a good day, today's mood, and you could put in a gift. Today's mantra is my goal for the week, how I plan to accomplish my goal. This one's trends I'm living for right now. Last top 10 songs downloaded or streamed. Milestones my business has accomplished, which people want to support small businesses right now, guys. So this is a really cool one to use. Three reasons I'm glad I started my own business. Boy, right now, this would be a big one. You could type in there. Right now, there's never been a better time to work from home, and I'm really not skipping a beat right now. Or thank God I have this extra side hustle because I can't work right now. So that's also something that you could put in there. I love this one. If it's okay if the only thing you did today was breathe. You know, I think with Sam's prayer, everybody is a little scared. As much as we want to look for the silver lining, people still are afraid. So this is, it's nice. It's a little nice reminder to put out there. We do post blogs every 2 weeks. So you guys could go take a like screenshot of our blog post, put it up here and remind people that we have a new blog post that, you can check out. Or if you have a blog of your own, you can put that up there too. There's lots of different ones. I don't want to go through all of them, but let's do this one. So this one says currently jamming out to reading, cooking, where I'm located, binge watching, working towards, and can't get enough of. So what I'm going to do is hit the three little dots at the top. And what that does is it brings up this menu, and we're going to go to save photo. Okay, the photo is saved. Now I'm going to head over to Instagram. I'm going to go to my story, which, by the way, I posted this earlier. It says PSA: every few days, try your jeans on just to make sure they still fit. Pajamas will have you believe all is well in the kingdom. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. So if you want to add a new story, you click on your story, and in the top left here, it has my photo, and you're going to click that blue add button. So it's going to pull this up. This is my desk right now. But so what you can do here to add that photo is on the bottom left-hand side, you see that little white square. You're going to click that, and you're going to select that template, and it's going to pop this up. So now we're just going to start filling this out. So currently, guys, I have been jamming out to Fleetwood Mac. So how I'm going to go up and add a GIF, and this is normally what people do. They add these templates and you add a GIF. You can type in there, you can add a sticker, you can add an emoji. There's the possibilities are endless with what you can be creative doing. So you would go up to the search here and see that there's all these different options. So I'm going to go to where it says GIF. I'm going to tap that, and I'm just going to type in Fleetwood. It'll pull up a Fleetwood Mac GIF. Let's show my girl. Let's see if there's a Stevie Nicks graphic, because I'm especially partial to her. Let's see if I can pull that up. Okay. There she is. So we'll pull her up here. I have been reading, don't make fun of me. We're going to go back to GIFs. Y'all have been reading Harry Potter. I'm going back through my old books, and that's a good one. So look at this. Here's Hagrid. Yeah, I have been reading Harry Potter. Don't judge me. Let's see what else comes up here. Look at that. So reading Harry Potter. I cooked a baked potato tonight, so that's what we're going to put up there. And I am in Dallas, Texas. So let's go back over and let's do Texas. There's my state. Pull that GIF over. See if there's one for Dallas. I have a feeling it'll pull up something for the Cowboys. You can put that in there. Perfect. Little heart for Dallas. I have been watching, guys, and this is another recommendation. Tiger King on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it is absolutely wild. You got to go watch it. Just trust me. It is, it's interesting to say the least, but it's totally worth watching. So I put a little tiger there. Let's do, look at that, King. And then it's on Netflix. I want people to know that. So I'm going to go over to Netflix. Cool, that's pulled up. I have been working towards lately. What have I been working towards? What about this? Losing weight. I definitely have. I've been trying to lose weight while we are on this hiatus here and stuck in our houses. Let's see if this pulls up. And the fun thing, guys, too, I know you're sitting there going, what the heck does this have to do with my business? But think about it like this. You want people to get to know you, and the goal here is to give them something to respond to. You're trying to elicit a response from someone and get them to engage with you. And you do not do that. I repeat, you do not do that by posting pictures solely of our products and saying, you know, buy me. That's, I think everybody knows that. You have to start with, you know, something small and being personal and starting a conversation, because as you know, network marketing is all about conversations. So just like that, I'm going to post it to my story. And then Instagram manners, guys, somebody else wants to do this, you leave the blank one so that they can screenshot it and they can do it themselves. So I'm going to post that up to my story. And then now if you want to share this over to Facebook, you can do one of two things. Do you see down here where it has copy link, Facebook highlight, and more? Well, I have my Facebook connected. So once I click the Facebook icon, I can share it directly to my story, or I can save it. So I'm gonna click save, and then you have two options. When it says save story, it will save it as a photo, which means the little GIFs that dance and move and do fun things will not show when you save it that way, of course, because it's just a photo. So I want to save the like different animations because that's fun. So I'm going to save that as a video. And then I'm going to show you guys how to go over to your Facebook and put this on your story there. So we're still inside Gemini University. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to, see right here, it says add story. Oh, look at that. I'm live. That's funny. Okay, so I'm going to hit add story. And then there it is. You guys see that in the left-hand corner? I've got this here. And then if I wanted to tag a friend and really get them involved, it's kind of hard to see. But do you see where it says tag people? Like there's options on the right. It says stickers, text, draw, effects, mute, trim, tag people, boomerang. Well, I'm going to tag Samantha because I want her to do this too. And then I'm going to see now it selected Samantha and this puts it on their story for 24 hours as well if she accepts that. So I'm going to tag Sam and there she is and I can drag and drop this around. So I'm going to put it right there and then I'm going to write a text and say, your turn. And then now she's involved with me too. And then this is just kind of a fun game that you can play. We need to change the text there so that you can read it. So now what I'm doing is I'm clicking the text, going over to the color and changing that to pink. And then now she knows that I've tagged her in this and hopefully she can share this too. So then it's shared to our story. So that is just a small example, guys, of what you can do on your stories to get people involved. And I'm going to stop sharing here and come back to you here. We're going to pull back up my presentation. Okay, can you guys see this? Or did it stop sharing?
Not yet.
Okay. So guys, the goal is to get people, like I said, involved and just interested in you. Right now, again, people want to know who you are. It's just the perfect prime time to let somebody know, this is what's going on in my life. This is what I'm doing. And when you do that, you'll be surprised at how many people reach out to you. And you know how we talk about all the time on social media? It's social networking. You want to start a conversation. You want to talk with people, not at them. And when you do that, I'm going to show you an example that Samantha did. And what happened when she posted this. So Samantha posted, dear CBD, I'm glad we met, on her stories. And somebody reached out and said, hey, I've been following your post and I've been interested as a consumer. Can you email me some information? Thanks. And they sent her their contact info. She said, hey, yes, of course. So glad that you reached out. Isn't that amazing, guys? Like just from posting something on her stories like that, so simple, somebody reached out and wanted more information. I actually have another example that I didn't show that I forgot to put in here. I apologize. But I actually, right now, again, being in quarantine, kind of bored over the weekend, we didn't go anywhere. I posted a before and after of me cleaning out my pantry. So the before was an atrocious like mess. I was just embarrassed to even post it, to be honest. And then 2 hours later, I posted my after and it was like, you know, beautifully organized. And a girlfriend of mine responded and she said, oh my gosh, so organized. And she said, I see colloidal silver. And she pointed that out and I was like, yeah, I'm taking colloidal silver. And then I listed like all the other things I was taking. That was a great entry point for me to say, have you heard of, you know, this line of products with Gemini that can help boost your immunity? You know, and talk about like, oh my gosh, another one of my favorite products is hemp oil that supports your endocannabinoid system that basically then in turn supports every major system in your body. So that's just another example of how these things that seem like they don't matter, really do matter because you're putting in opportunities to allow for natural conversation with somebody. So that those are examples, what I just talked about, Samantha's message and then mine, that would be an example of an inbound message. So you've posted something and your goal is to receive an inbound message. You want someone to reach out to you. You're not reaching out to them. But there's also a second way to do this. So you can proactively reach out to somebody. Sam was talking about that in the beginning and start with an outbound message. So here's an example of that. Hey, Carrie, thanks for the new connection. So this person added me on Instagram. I'm always excited to network and meet new awesome friends and faces through social media. Looking forward to getting to know you. Also in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So gorgeous there. I see you're an entrepreneur like myself. What exactly do you do? So you're, you know, tapping into, you know, hey, I love, you're giving a compliment. I love your feed. It looks awesome. This is the area I'm in. And, you know, I see that you like dabble in business. What is it that you do? And then you just open up the conversation that way. And it's not so much of, you know, hey, I have this business. Would you be interested? You know, you're gonna talk to them about them and get them talking about themselves. I'm sure you've heard before, what do people like talking about more than anything? Themselves. So if you ask them leading questions about them, I promise they're going to respond. So Samantha actually had some really cool do's and don'ts that she wanted to cover with you guys on how to do this. So Samantha, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Julia. And I see a lot of chat comments that people didn't know how to do that before. So thank you for showing us all how to use the stories. So definitely make sure you guys go in there, download those. And if you need any help posting them, Julia or myself would be more than happy to help you as well. So now do's and don'ts. I know we only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to breeze through these. But the major takeaway that I really want you guys to have from this is here are some do's. You do definitely want to see who's open to taking a look at our opportunity and products, of course. You do want to see who's open to solutions, and you definitely do want to talk to more people. That's really going to be the key here, talking to as many people as possible, because every no just brings you closer to a yes. So with that said, I was going to go over some scripting tonight. We're going to focus on Wednesday's rank up call, which is at 2:30 Central Time, on very specific scripts that you guys can use once you do receive inbound messages, which you will, about what you're exactly you're doing, because they're going to see your beautiful stories. And then what you can say when you're reaching out to people proactively as well. I'm going to show you guys how to work with Google Trends to look up some keywords that are trending right now. So you could utilize those in your stories also. So make sure you're on the Wednesday rank up call at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. And I'll do a reminder post in Gemini University and in your app as well. And then those are some do's, the reminder. But the thing you really don't want to do right now is you don't want to be a hard closer, because of the fact that people are going through some turmoil. They're scared. Being pushy is probably not the route that you should take. So just really establishing those relationships, letting people know that you care, you know, not jamming Gemini down their throats. But with that said, if you do have somebody that is interested, we do have a new program and enrollment pack that we actually launched last week, thanks to Jay, and it's called the Work From Home Pack. So this enrollment pack actually allows somebody to come into the Gemini business and have that $99 fee waived, so they come in for free as long as they have a product that they put on reoccurring order within the first 24 hours. Now, in my opinion, I wouldn't necessarily lead with this enrollment pack if this is your first interaction with somebody, because for all you know, they can have the money. They maybe want to come in with a $1,000 pack, and then you're telling them about this before really hearing what their needs are and where they're at financially. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that on Wednesday, but this is an amazing option for those who are financially struggling, because this allows them to come in and start working their Gemini business without putting any money up front per se, as long as they have that order, any product on reoccurring order within 24 hours. So thank you, Jay, for that. I want to see, Jay, if you had any closing thoughts, since this was your amazing idea and I love the opportunity for this. So thank you for giving that to all of us. And thank you again, Julia, for everything.
You know what? I want to say, Julia, awesome information. It really is. And it's so true. You don't want to just, you know, vomit information on everybody. Share some stuff with them. Share your life. And I can tell you something else. In this time, worldwide, there are people that are seriously afraid. I'm getting calls from friends that I thought, you know, they had more money than they could spend. And they're like, my company shut down. We're not shipping anywhere. We're not making any money. Other people that I'm talking to are, they're saying they don't know whether they're going to have a job. So it's a scary time. People are thinking, oh, you know, my daughter, one of her friends wanted to come and play with her, and they just got off a cruise ship. So we're like, I don't think so. So everybody's trying to be very careful. very safe, and we definitely want you to be safe. Mm-hmm. But also at the time, you got to look at this as well. You can actually be the answer for somebody. Mm-hmm. When you look at, we do have immune helping, assisting products that do help your immune system. So right now, what does somebody want? They want something that's going to help their immune system. They want to do whatever they can to take something that's going to help them be healthier. And we've got that. So many people are looking for plan B, which right now they don't even know whether their plan A is here anymore. So we have an opportunity for people to be able to come and make some money. And I can tell you, I've been saying this for a long time. Y'all, this is where everything's going. People are, they're not wanting to go into the stores anymore. They're not wanting to leave their house. You can build a business and never leave your house. We did the thing last Monday about how to do business from home, how to do webinars, how to bring people in and do live events. So you can learn how to do that and get product delivered to you, and you never have to leave the house. So I can tell you, this is an incredible plan B that can turn into a plan A, or wherever you want to, whatever you want this to do for you, we're here. But I can tell you, I want everybody to be very, very safe. Enjoy the time with your family. You know, love them. And we just want to tell you, be safe. Good night, and God bless. Let's do some amazing things together.